This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a beautiful day out the window. Expect hotness. That's coming your way.
Right.
We got that that's what we have to look forward to. Heat. Which is fantastic. All right, you ready to do the news?
Mm-hmm.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone helped us with our kitchen remodel, and they want to help you too. So they're open by appointment. Give them a call. They're open in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. They helped us a lot in our kitchen. Well, we've never been in any kitchen more ever in any of our lives ever have. And we're glad that it's nice because it's pretty much we're in it. We've been in it for 6 months straight or more. How long has it been? 6 months?
If not 6 months, pushing that.
Yeah. No. Anyway, allnaturalstone.com. Here's what's happening. So the NBA playoffs, as you mentioned, the bubble and a couple of the changes that are coming. The NBA playoffs begin August 17th. So right around the corner. What is that? This weekend? No. Next Monday. So it's right after the weekend. Yay! I will be watching. I don't really have a pony in the race, but it's still nice to see live sports. So I'm in. I'm also enjoying Big Brother, which is live. And that's another thing that's excellent to see live television or something that's happening in real-ish time, right?
Right. Ongoing. It is a game. It's a sport.
Never mind. We'll comment on that stuff tomorrow, right,
yes,
Sarah?
Yes, tomorrow morning. Although I will say that you got to get your homework done tonight. I think we're going to talk about tonight's show tomorrow.
Yeah,
normally we gave you a couple days to do it, so maybe we should give fair warning on that.
Real quick, I should mention in the front page of today's Mercury News, there's Gavin Newsom, and he says, California appears to have turned a corner after a swell of the coronavirus cases, which we are all well aware of. So things went up, and now it looks like we're coming down, and that's good news. The hospitalizations that had risen early this summer, looks like we're doing better. They've dropped to the lowest point in nearly 6 weeks. New caseloads have slowed down, and the death toll has begun to level off.
Oh,
all encouraging signs. Of course, anyone who says any of these things has to follow it up with, please stay the course and keep your mask on and Let's try to continue to see those numbers go down. You know, earlier, I don't know if it was early this week or last week when you told us about the Sturgis bike rally, which many people are familiar with. It's a big event, a yearly event that happens in South Dakota. I've never been, but it does sound fun based on, you know, there's a lot of people who have a similar interest in motorcycles and they all show up and they like to party, so it's just a rager. This year, our Smash Mouth and Los Gatos' own
Trapped.
played. Among other things, I was looking at this story from the rally, so I thought I'd share this with you because it really is about politics, and it really does come down to people don't believe, or I should say people believe, that this is a media blow up in order to take the president down. That's the Republican thought.
Right.
That's
well, that's
out
a talking
there.
Point anyway.
Right. So the Sturgis motorcycle rally, in fact, in Sturgis, they wanted to cancel it, but they realized that the bikers were coming either way. They were going to have their party. So the town realized it won't do any good. We have to try and get ready for it and do the best job we can. One of the guys in the story that I was reading was someone who'd had COVID, and he talks about how bad it was for him, and yet he went to the rally this year. So it's the contradiction there is tough. Like,
that's unreal.
So he said he wore a mask the whole time because he was shocked at how many people weren't.
It's because they haven't had it yet.
Right. Well,
he's wearing it because he's like, you know what? I don't want that again.
Right. He said that he was the sickest he's ever been. Let me see if I can find it. The part where he's talking about how he had 100+ degree fever for days. Darn it. I hate doing this online. I prefer it on paper so much more. The scrolling, you're killing me. Anyway, he also had a headache for 2 weeks that he felt like his head was going to explode. And he's saying all this stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, man, he had 50% of his lung capacity. It sounded terrible, and yet he went to Sturgis. He said he wore his mask, but he also said that he saw almost no one else with masks. So it's that's very the reality there. But yeah, the part I wanted to tell you about is the part where in a bar, one of the nights, they say it was Sunday night, which I think is the last night. This guy is saying, I went to a local bar, but left after people there were participating in a sneeze contest. They were standing over on the stage and sneezing out over the crowd, into the crowd to see how far they could sneeze. Obviously, I don't think
Have something that makes them sneeze?
I think it almost sounds more like a spitting contest, and it sounds like people sat under the spit.
Who would sit under spit? Even take COVID out of this.
People were
That's
laughing
a contest
and
I'm
applauding.
Not going to. Oy, ugh.
And the running throughout the whole weekend, which included again the concert by Smash Mouth, was, this is a hoax. This is fake. This isn't real. And all these people, that's what they believe. So whether or not we're going to see a bunch of sickness come out of this, I don't know. But that was the another thing that I should mention, that one of the reasons why these people want to go to this is that there's a lot of camaraderie. And people do love this thing. And I think that's why this dude, I found the part about him. He says, they label him as a COVID-19 survivor. For 15 days, he had headaches so bad he thought his head was going to blow up. He had an over 100-degree fever for 8 days. His lung capacity decreased to 50%. He says, I thought I was going to die. But now he's at the rally, and he's wearing a mask. Okay. Well, it's hard to take how bad it was.
Well, I didn't die, and I'm going to... I know, right. I guess it didn't stop. You didn't change your behavior at all. Well, you're wearing a mask. I guess there's that.
Anyway,
I'm sure he kept it on the whole time.
There are people who went to the Sturgis bike rally who sat under a sneeze shower and applauded.
That's just, you're just asking for it. You know, the thing is, too, that these are people from all over the country. People who are like, this is our thing. We're bikers and we're going to Sturgis. So it's not as though the town of Sturgis is necessarily going to be the hotspot. These are people who are taking this home with them to wherever they live.
Right. Of course.
It's disturbing.
It's a bummer to hear that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, even in the article they go, and so all the other countries that have dealt with this are part of the conspiracy against President Trump. Is that right?
Right. Where the whole
Every other world country
is
shut
pretending
down
to have this.
Worldwide travel is canceled, and that's something that everyone
agrees. Americans can't
agrees.
Travel abroad. We are, let's get them.
Right. Wow.
Americans.
Get them!
Get them.
I thought this story was interesting, and I'll tell it from my perspective. As a young man growing up, I really wanted girls, to date girls, to kiss girls, to hang out with girls. Girls, 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 right?
Girls, girls, girls.
Unfortunately, among the changes that happened to you in your teens, I got some pimples. Parts of my face grew, other parts didn't. I was always sunburned. So, I mean, I had these giant metal braces. They weren't even the kind that stick on. They were the full wraparound metal. It's hard to sell that.
I think it's to keep you from doing it too soon, I think.
Maybe.
You know, just as you're interested, everything goes to hell. It's the gawky years.
Hard to sell that out there. That's all I'm saying. But among the other things that happens to you is you start to smell.
Yeah, you do.
And
stinky.
I became pretty obsessed with, like, I stink. Like, how am I going to be around girls when I smell like this? So I got really super hygiene guy. Was trying to, you know, always make sure I was clean enough that if anyone got close, they wouldn't, you know, run away right then. Right. So an online survey on hygiene was looking at how does your personal hygiene compare to the average person? And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Am I gross? Are you gross?
I don't think I'm gross. I'm pretty a regular bather, and I wear, you know, the stuff under your arms. You're supposed with a deodorant.
Right.
You know that stuff. You know the stuff.
Right. Well, I think that I
don't know. I don't think I'm gross. I don't wear clothes.
I don't think you're gross either. And I think most people, it gets into their head that they're trying to, or some people, I shouldn't say most, because plenty of people out there are just smelly.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to care. But I was absolutely trying my hardest. So anyway, they ask, how often do you shower? Most people say once a day. That's plenty.
Yeah. I might take a day off on the weekend.
What?
You know, if I get sweaty, I'll jump in the shower. But like if I'm just sitting around or, you know, there's nothing really happening and I didn't break a sweat, like, I don't want to waste the water.
These are the kinds of questions you've heard me ask people for many years. So this is one. Do you specifically wash your feet?
Yes, I do.
Do you wash your feet?
A lot of people don't. And
I
was listening to a podcast recently. You remember Christina Pazitsky? She has a really funny Your Mom's House.
Yes.
So she was talking to this person who was freaking out that their boyfriend didn't wash his feet. And she was like, yeah, I just, you know, the water and the soap run down there. And I thought, that's not the first time I've heard that. Didn't Hooman say he also does not ever reach down? I wash the bottoms of my feet. Even if, God forbid, there's dirt, because I walk around barefoot. I'm cleaning my feet.
I think Hooman was saying he was showered like twice a week. Like
yeah.
Oh, Hooman also doesn't shower very much at all, but he doesn't specifically wash his feet. Like, I wash between each toe. Like, feet get filthy. You know, you walk around. I walk around barefoot all the time. I'll get like pitch on the bottom of my feet. That needs to come off.
38% of people say no, they do not wash their feet. And I think that number is even higher. I think that people don't bend down in the shower to get that. And if they don't do, you know, whether that's they don't regularly wash their feet or never wash their feet, I don't know, but I think
I'm standing in water and it's soapy. Why would
sure.
I? Nicole?
Yeah, and I do, just because I also put lotion on my feet too when you get out.
Of course you do.
You don't want
they get
to
dry.
Get, yeah.
Sure. They can crack. What about you, Bryn?
I wash my feet. I mean,
specifically between each toe.
Not every day, but I definitely think. I think about it mainly because of this show. I think,
right?
Because we've
talked
about this so
many
times. We have talked
about
this. Yes,
I do that now.
No, I'm a washcloth guy. The last two things that get washed are the bottom of my feet, and then you know where behind me. But they get washed. I wash with soap and water and a washcloth. All of it, everything.
Yeah. Scrub a dub dub.
Yeah, you got to come on.
Yeah, I agree, 100%.
How often do you change your underwear? And they say 13% of people don't change it every day. Well, you got to imagine there are people who say to themselves, no one's going to see this. What do I care? This isn't dirty. It's been inside my clothes the whole time.
I think I probably if I don't shower, I might go 2 days. But I will say this. If for some reason the underwear come off, they never get put back on because they just don't.
You broke the seal? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If it's been up against you the whole time and it's sort of part of you. And once it's not part of you anymore, it is definitely not. It goes in the washing machine or whatever. Some people really take care of their under things and hang them. And I was over at my friend's house one time. I'm not going to say her name. It's hot ass Danielle.
Oh, of course.
And she's got two beautiful daughters. They're teenagers.
Right.
In fact, one of them might even be 20 now.
I think they're both in college, right?
No, one of them I think is a senior this year
in
high school. So, but they're, you know, beautiful young ladies. And of course, Danielle's hot ass Danielle. So she's showing me her new house. This is a couple years ago, and she's walking me around on the tour, and she's like, oh, and this is the laundry room, and I'm going to set up my crafts here and stuff. And I look over, and these are people who clearly have expensive underwear and wash it the right way, because there was no underwear in the dryer. It was all these tiny little, looked like ribbons. I'm like, oh, what? And I realize, oh, they're all thongs. They have them all hanging out. I'm like, well, I know where Dan could go for some. Well, I suppose, you know, his daughter. Never mind. I take that back.
Oh, come on.
Well, I was thinking inspiration. I was thinking inspiration, but then I'm like, oh, but two-thirds of those underpants are his daughter's. So I take it back. I walk that back.
Okay. Unfortunately, we have to end there. I'm out of time.
Oh.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I've got music news. Jason Derulo, live shows, and Kiss after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.